Shalom Aleichem and Shavua Tov. Mishnah Yomi is continuing for the 30th of Tishrei, a.k.a. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. We are in the first chapter of Hagigah at Mishnah Vav, Mishnah number 6. Mi Shalo Chag, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Now you notice here, Chag can be a verb or a noun. So this means someone who did not Chag, the verb, as in bring his festival offerings, the olat re'ia, the elevation offering of being seen, and the shalmei chagiga, or chagiga for short, the shlamim of which the participants eat of the meat. Now, if he did not bring these on the first day of Yom Tov, so the Mishnah says, chogig et kol regel. He can bring them the entire day. Chogig is the present tense of the verb. He can bring these offerings in celebration. He can bring this, Chag is holiday, is celebration. He can bring these celebratory offerings the entire festival of Yom Tova Acharon Shel Chag. And if the festival is Sukkot, even the very last day of Chag, which is actually Shmini Atzeret. And that's interesting because Shmini Atzeret is in many ways its own independent holiday, even though it's really part of Sukkot, and yet it has some independence and some unique aspects as well, as we discussed in detail in Masechet Sukkot, the famous Pazar Kashav. Sorry, that's the acronym for the differences between Shmini Atzeret and the festival. So look back in the Mishnayot Sukkah for details. So the point of the Mishnah is you have all of Chol HaMoed and the last days of Yom Tov to make up a failure to Chag on the first day. But Avar HaRegel V'lo Chag, if the Yom Tov is over and he did not bring the offerings, did not celebrate, Eino Chayv Bechriyuto, he does not have to replace them. He's really lost his opportunity to do so. Al Zeh Ne'emar, on such a person, the Pasuk says, and this is a verse in the first chapter of Ecclesiastes. It says, Me'uvat lo yuchal litkon. It says, this is a crooked thing that cannot be made fixed, cannot be made straight. The hasron, and it's a lack, lo yuchal lehimanot, that cannot be counted. Something missing that we can no longer count. Now, Mishnah Zion adds to this theme, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ezehu me'uvat shenu yuchal litkon. What is another thing that is a crooked thing that cannot be straightened? Zeya ba'ala erva. If, God forbid, a man and a woman are together and it was an illicit relationship, certain of the prohibited relationships, including certain family members or a married woman, v'holid mimena mamzer. And that relationship, God forbid, there's a pregnancy, it would create a mamzer, an illegitimate offspring. And it's a very sad situation because it can't be rectified. And the child, the mamzer, the mamzeret, can't do anything about the sin of his or her parents. So it's a very sad situation. Though, of course, this person is still Jewish, still goes to shul, still learns Torah, all of these things. It's a reminder, we could be in an unfortunate situation, not of our choosing, and still do our best to learn Torah, do mitzvot, and do what Hashem requests of us, even if the matzah of the situation is difficult. And Rabbi Shimon draws a comparison in the Mishnah. He says, Im tomar, if you want to tell me this pasuk applies, begonev gozel, someone who steals or robs, yochel hu lachaziru v'litokin. It's possible for a thief or an armed robber to even return what he stole and make restitution. He still did something wrong, but he can make restitution. As an aside, one exception to this possibly might be stealing someone's time, wasting someone else's time. They don't get that back, so you got to be careful. Mishnah goes on, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Ein korin me'uvat ele lemi shehaya metukan betchila v'nit ove. So Shimon says his taich on the pasuk, his understanding of this verse, a crooked thing that can't be fixed, he says you don't call something crooked unless it was originally fixed, it was originally correct, and then it went crooked later. Ve'ezazeh, and Rabbi Bar Yochai, he says, what is this referred to? Talmid Chacham, someone who is learning Torah, maybe he's learning Mishnah Yomi, a Purish Min HaTorah, and he stops, he quits learning, God forbid. So originally he was learning, he was involved in Torah, and once you're learning Torah, you'll be involved in doing mitzvot and good deeds and tzedakah and all of the good things also. But the time he spent not doing Torah, even if he returns to the fold, he comes back to the Mishnah Yomi, but he can't make up the lost time. Yes, true, he could learn the Mishnahs that the Mishnayot that he skipped, that he missed when he was out, but each day that you learn Torah that day, that you do the mitzvot that day, that impacts your entire existence, your entire day, and how you perceive the world. Learning Torah every single day improves every single day, each day at a time. Now, it's interesting, the same verse is cited in the Gemara, the Talmud, in Brachot, Daf 26. And they say this could refer to someone who didn't say Shema on time. They overslept, something went wrong, they missed Kriyat Shema because there's a specific time you say it. Or it could also refer to when somebody had a group of friends or, you know, fellow students, and they all decided to do a mitzvah or take on something, you know, something for the merits of Am Yisrael, and he didn't join them. So everyone else was involved in supporting Am Yisrael and learning and davening and tzedakah and good deeds and being a light unto the nations, and someone was left out. And that case is actually the end of the verse, V'chesron, someone's missing, lo yuchal emnot. He wasn't counted in with the group. The group was involved in saving the world, and he wasn't counted as part of it, which really turns out it's his own loss. So we should try very hard to put in the effort to learn more, to do more, and most of all, to help other people as much as we can. And God willing, Am Yisrael and the entire world will see Yeshuot, will see salvation and improvement from Hashem. Shavuot Tov and Zay Gezunt.